We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch to discuss situations of neighbors who live together, and when one neighbor wants to make some sort of a construction improvement and the other doesn't, when can they force the other one to participate and when can't they? Reuven and Shimon live in a two-story home. The local authorities have now given permission that they could add two floors to this home. Reuven therefore requests of Shimon permission to demolish the existing structure that, and now, instead of ending up with a two-story home, they will end up with a four-story home. Shimon doesn't want that to happen. What is the halacha? So we go back to the Gemara that we quoted in our previous shiur, where the home that Reuven and Shimon are partners in is sinking underground, and the lower tenant, the lower inhabitant, would like the upper inhabitant to participate or at least move, they should be able to rebuild a home. And the upper tenant takes the approach, shuva kresach for oil, shuva kresach apoik. Crawl on your stomach to get into your home. I don't want to participate. And that's the, and the Gemara said, Amar Rav Chama bedina kam akif. And that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat Simen Kuf Samech Dalid Sif Beis. So if that's the halacha there, certainly in this case, the one partner cannot demand of the other partner to participate in demolishing the home and building a new structure. However, interestingly enough, while the Paiskim discuss, what will be the halacha if there are two partners, our two partners, Reuven and Shimon, share a house, and they discover under their building there is a oil field, there's a gold mine. And one partner says, let's demolish our home to get to that gold mine. And the other partner says, let's leave it the way it is. The Rambam says, so there, the Paiskim, I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemet Paskins, that one partner could demand of the other partner to demolish the house. And he bases it on a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, and it's important to read the words of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, Nira, Shadine Mominus Nimsru Lechachomim, Lekvoye Kavi Mishpet Chachmas Atayra Shazach Bachachma Atayra. He says that the area of Dine Mominus are not exactly similar to other areas of Halacha. In other areas of Halacha, the Halacha is the Halacha under all circumstances. When it comes to Dine Mominus, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told and was told to give over to the Chachamim of every generation, is that they have to decide the situation, they have to look at the matter and make a decision. Shereihem continues the Chazon Ish, Shereihem b'chlal mishpotim, haynu sheseichel b'nei odo maskim aleihem. We have to do what makes sense. And therefore, there are no two exact similar situations. And therefore, in the first case, where one partner says, I like the house the way it is, I don't need a bigger house, I don't need more money, the other partner can't demand that that partner do what he doesn't want to do. However, here, where there's no other way to get to that gold mine without demolishing the house, and it's so much more valuable than the existing house, the halacha is that he can demand. Another shaila. there's a apartment house, a very large apartment house, and they have two elevators. And what happens is, because people are not really usually patient, that when they need to get an elevator, whether to go up or to go down, it makes no difference, they press the button on all the elevators. So they should get an elevator as quickly as possible. But what happens many times is that both elevators will arrive when you only need one. And because of that, there's a great amount of energy that's wasted. So there's some sort of an automatic switch that could be installed in the elevator that would prevent that from happening. But it's an expensive investment. So some of the people living in the house say, we want to put in this investment because it's a worthwhile investment for the long term, saving on our electricity bill. And there are others that don't want to do that. So the Nesivus in Kuf Sam in Chosh Mishpat Kuf Samach Dalet Sif Katan Aleph says, Klal, he makes a rule. Masay, when can neighbors to make demands on each other and when can they not? He says, when the investment brings benefit to both of them, and it's a situation where I can't just make an investment in my property without the other property being affected as well, there we make everybody participate in the investment, and nobody could say they don't want to participate. However, the Nesivus is talking about a situation where the investment is to avoid hezek, is to avoid damage. In a situation where it's just to make an improvement, the Nesivus doesn't say his rule. So now the question is, how do we look at the installation of this switch on the elevator? Is it considered just improving the elevators, where one partner cannot make demands on the other partner? Or maybe it's considered avoiding damage because it's going to bring down the cost of the elevator. So the Chushuke Chemed says that this is not considered avoiding damage. He says, since the house and the elevator were built originally that way, so you can't call that a situation of hezek when the house was built that way and you bought the house that way. So the only approach that he comes up with is that if there are some partners in this building who want to make the investment and there are others who don't, the people who want to make the investment can make the investment, and then they have to do a calculation of how much the electricity bill they saved by making that investment. And that amount of savings should only be given to them who made the investment and not to the others. Another Shiloh. There's an old house, doesn't even have an intercom system. And if there's a house that doesn't have an intercom system, obviously there's a great concern that people will be able to get into the house, that people will be able to get into the house without any problem. And of course, it could be people who we don't want to come to the house, like Ganovim. So there are partners in the home that want to install an intercom system. However, there are other people saying by installing the intercom system, we're going to prevent also aniyim, people who come to collect tzedakah, from being able to enter the house. What's the halacha? So the Mishnah here in Masechet Baba Basra Dav Zayin Amud Beis says, "Koyfenos Olivnas Beis Shav V'Delos V'Chotzer." Continues the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel Omer, "Loy Kol Chatzeris Ruyis LeBeis Shar." And Rashi explained why could some people demand that everybody should participate in building the Beis Shar of Delos? Who could they laharchik as pnei rishus rabim lachotzer b'chotzer? You don't want people looking into the chotzer. The Gemara asks, is that good? Eliyahu HaNavi refused, the Gemara says, to come visit this chassid who he used to visit regularly because he built a Beis Shar, which will prevent aniyim to come in. So ask the Chazon Ish, why did the Gemara have to bring the story with the chassid and Eliyahu HaNavi? The Gemara could have asked the question simply. Building the Beis Shar is inappropriate because it prevents aniyim from coming. So the Chazon Ish says two reasons, two explanations. One is to show that sometimes the chassid didn't have a bad intention. Even though he didn't have a bad intention, it was enough for Eliyahu not to come in to see him. Another teretz, however, he says that if not for the story with that chassid and Eliyahu HaNavi, an argument can be made that even though this is to the detriment of the aniyim, tzedakah doesn't demand that I have to not build the Beis Shar, which is to my convenience. Torah says Eliyahu HaNavi that the consideration of aniyim needs to be taken into consideration. So therefore the Chashuki Chemet says as follows. We have to weigh all of the considerations. If the concern of Geneva is real, even though it's going to be to the detriment of the aniyim, we could demand that the intercom system be put in, even though it's to their detriment. However, if the concern for Geneva is not that significant, and the concern that by putting in this system, we're going to not be able to have aniyim collect tzedakah, then the intercom system should not be necessarily put in. It really depends on the two terutzim of the Chazon Ish. If we follow the approach of the Chazon Ish, that this was only by the chassid, the first approach, so people don't necessarily have to act like a seder. If, however, we follow the other approach of the Chazon Ish, that the Gemara is trying to show us that even though there was a good intention, still don't do it if it's at the cost of the aniyim. So if there's no real serious Geneva concern, then you shouldn't do it.